As you can see, I'm using the game bar, even though I'm not really gaming, to show you this screen thing. Okay, so I'm doing this video recording, or trying to stream it anyways. I'm going to show you guys, I'm just going to go over my political quiz like I did the last time. Sorry about that. My smoke detector must be running out of batteries. It must be running very low on batteries. It's October 26th. It's starting to get colder here in New York. 2020, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So, where do I stand on the political issues that matter the most? So, if anyone has ever taken the world's smallest political quiz, I have. I'm going to show you how it works, where I stand on this. So government should not censor speech, press, media, or internet. And if you click on it, the definition for it is censorship is the suppression or prohibition of ideas, images, or other communication that might be considered offensive, dangerous, or harmful. I mean, to others or whatever. In general, I don't think government has any authority to regulate anyone's free speech or to regulate the media or the internet and tell people, like, what they can and can't do. There's always going to be cruel people out there, and I don't see how government regulation over that would solve that problem other than to infringe major civil liberty violations and end up hurting the people that aren't really harmful, don't really commit to harmful speech at all. So, I actually agree with this. Military service should be voluntary. There should be no draft. And when you click on it, it says the military draft, i.e. conscription, is the compulsory selection of people in the armed forces, typically during times of war when soldiers are needed. I look at it this way. If for some reason people want to volunteer to join the military to serve their country, to defend the country from both foreign and domestic attacks and or invasions, then so be it. But even under the most extraordinary circumstances, I doubt that there should be a draft. I kind of agree with it. There should be no laws regarding sex between consenting adults. I agree with that. If you can consent, and you can say yes or no, depending, you know, the age should be 18 and older. As far as 25, I don't know why some laws would say that you are an adult at 21, but then you can't drink until you're 25, when the national standard is that you can do all these things at age 18. Like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you can join the military at age 18 because in the eyes of the federal government, you're considered an adult at age 18. You can join the military, whatnot. But you can't drink till you're 25, by the way. Oh, and by the way, you have to be 21 in some states in order to be able to be considered an adult. So that kind of gets tricky, but generally the rule of thumb is 18 older. So, and I agree with it. That means being, and when you click, because here's the deal. When you click on it, it says that the U.S. adults are typically those who are age 18 and above. So consent means to give permission for something to happen. Sex laws have historically been applied to activities such as prostitution and pornography. And if it's adult pornography, you have the right to look at it, right? I'm not saying everybody does it. I'm not saying I do it, but you know, generally speaking, consenting adults should have that right and the right to prostitution and or sex work or whatever. Whatever they want to do as long as they don't impose danger, force, or fraud on others. And if you're consenting. So, you know, I agree with it, you know. That's where I stand on that. Repeal all laws prohibiting adult possession, use, and use of drugs. Federal and state laws restrict or ban the consumption or distribution. So if you're against the prohibition thereof, which I am, there you go. We can have an argument about that on another time. Government should not target, detain, and deport undocumented immigrants. I actually agree with this. And here's why. I think we should be open towards having an open border immigration policy that allows everyone to come into the country legally. We should make it the least expensive, and we should make it as easy as possible for people to come here via legal residency. And then when they get here and they want to take the citizenship, well, they're on their own like everyone else. We should make that process a separate process, but simpler for them to be able to do it. And the only illegal immigrants that should be deported, in my opinion, are those that commit violent offenses, and there's not too many of them that do it. So, like, you know, there's some, but not a whole lot in comparison to most Americans. But yeah, I agree with that. I'm not saying that every American does that either, but that's something I agree with. I also agree with the fact that taxpayers should not be responsible for student loan debt. You go to college, student loan debt is incurring when a person takes out a loan to cover college expenses. Currently, student loans are government guaranteed and the debt cannot be forgiven. But I mean, the thing is, in a free society, the student loan debt would be something like they would have tuition. The tuition would go down dramatically if government wasn't subsidizing the colleges. And if the government was completely out of the way, most people would pay their tuition and some of that would get put into a pool called financial aid, and they would give it to people who want to attend classes that can't afford to pay it right away. They would, you know, receive financial aid and maybe a loan, and if they get a loan from the college, then they would be responsible for paying it back, and the government shouldn't have to then pay back the college for that person's debt, because now you're incurring government taxpayers' money, if you will. So yeah, I don't think the government should be responsible, and I actually agree with that. And then this one's kind of scary. Government should not be responsible for providing health care. A free market care system would eliminate government-supported health programs like Medicare and Medicaid, relying on private solutions like free market innovation and charities. Now, I'm kind of against the whole idea of government being involved in healthcare or providing healthcare for everyone and anyone. But I don't think getting rid of Medicaid and Medicare or CHIPS, like Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, would be the way to do it, like, especially right away. And I understand their government programs, but here's the deal. A lot of people are dependent on it, including those who have disabilities, including those who have autism, which is a developmental, social, and I believe it's a developmental, social, it's an intellectual disability. It's a developmental, social, and something else. I forget. It's a developmental and social disability. It's a developmental disability. But anyways, there's a lot of people with autism that are in the bracket of receiving Social Security and then being on Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIPS, or Medicaid or Medicare, or both. Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, some of them might be on CHIPS, whatever, for children and adults. And there's a huge amount of dependency within that disabled population of people who receive those benefits. And, you know, so my take on it is there has to be a transition plan. And then we've promised the seniors that, hey, we'd give you all this Social Security when you retire, whatnot. So we have to make do on our contracts that we provided to them when they were at that younger age. So what I would do is I would probably get rid of the income tax, replace it with the fair tax, and use that to pay for the Social Security, and which includes the Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIPS. And then once the senior population dies out, and the older generations or whatnot, we can transition the funding of Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, to pay funding through private contributions, and that's where your charities would come in. Even though it would still be a government program, it would be funded fully by private charities. and private contributions. And going forward, anybody who needs it, who's dependent on it, we can, you know, and I would make the state, I would make it clear that we should have, that the free market should be able, the free market should be allowed to compete against Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. And then the idea is, or at least this would be my planning, is as the demand diminishes for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare chips, we can either decide to get rid of them at that point or privatize them or partial privatization or whatever at that point in time. So I am not in favor of getting rid of those programs right off the bat. I'm not in favor of that. But I would say no more new government provisions, as in no more government offering healthcare new programs, sort of thing. You know, let's work on, let's work on it in a decent way, in a way where there is at least a transition. Other than that, I agree with it because, you know, but it's not, I mean, like, I get it, I agree with it, but, you know, I think we should work on that before we, in an increment manner or step by step. So I'm going to put maybe for that. And then let people control their own retirement, privatize Social Security. I'm going to put maybe on that as well, just because Social Security should be like for the reasons that I've mentioned before. There are people like who are dependent on Social Security, who are disabled, and many of them work, but they can't work over a certain amount, and it's like if they do and they lose Social Security, like who's going to pay their health care? Like they can get private insurance, but then they might not be able to afford it or whatnot. So it's a huge mess, and this gives them the opportunity to then go to college or a trade school and better themselves to get a job that they want where they won't need to depend on it as much. There is a program called the Medicaid Buy-In for People with Disabilities. So, you know, I'm going to put maybe for that. Because I like the idea of, like, privatizing Social Security, but, you know, there has to be a transition. Like, I don't want to just get rid of it. I don't want to just abolish it. And I think in the meantime, we can work on getting those who don't need to be on it off of it. If we're going to do something like that, that'd be better than, oh, let's get rid of it altogether when you have people who are dependent on it. Let's have a transition. Maybe we can fit, you know, maybe we can, you know, reduce the dependency on it. And then, like I said, as the demand diminishes, then we can make that decision at that point in time, whether to privatize Social Security or get rid of it. And then the next one is cut taxes and government spending by 50% or more. I would go 75, whatever. I agree with that. So then it's going to, this is an optional bonus question. It's going to ask me what I think I am. So I'm going to put libertarian. And let's see what my calculation of my results are. So as you can see, I've scored 100% on personal matters and 70% on economic matters. Now let's read the definition. So your type is libertarian, of course. A libertarian is one who seeks to maximize human freedom and minimize corrosion, whether in personal or economic matters. You advocate true self-governance, that is a free people who organize themselves peacefully. Government, to the extent that it exists at all, should be limited to protecting individuals from harm. Some libertarians think that private voluntary institutions should replace corrosion government monopolies. Otherwise, your type embraces individual responsibility, or as I like to call it, personal responsibility. Voluntary, community, and private charities. And you know, I agree with that. Private charities, private contributions, community activism, community working together to achieve personal goals with no government involvement or as little as possible. Personal responsibility or individual responsibility, as it says here. Other than that, you tolerate diverse lifestyles as long as people don't harm one another. You support the free exchange of goods and services and ideas and believe everyone is better off when left to pursue their idea of happiness. So if you want to learn more, you click the link and then it tells you libertarians this and libertarians that. So famous libertarians include the famous Milton Friedman and entertainer Penn Jillette. Oh, how I remember him all so well. All right, so I'm Michael J. Long, and thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.